At a couple of these soils a few weeks ago, seems like months ago, but we've had a few things intervene between then and now, and I would like to look again. I'd like to finish this parable because so many helpful things I believe that can encourage us and keep us on the right track in the Christian life. But before we do, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord, we are so grateful to you for the many good blessings that you have given to us. Lord, thank you for the beautiful voices that you have given people to sing with. I'm thankful, Father, for people that have hearts to write music and to write down words that express the thoughts of our heart so beautifully. We could not do it ourselves, Lord, but you enable people to write those words, and we're able to sing those thoughts that are exactly what we would have said if we had the ability to write them down. And Lord, we are so grateful for that. And we pray, Father, that today that you will please be with us as we open your word. Lord, I pray that it will make an impact on our lives. We just ask, Father, that if there are those that are straying or becoming more worldly or allowing the cares of this world or the deceitfulness of riches to enter in, I pray, Father, that you'll please bring a conviction in their minds and hearts and help them to recognize, help all of us, Lord. We're all right on the edge of the temptation of this at all times. And Lord, I pray that you'll please protect us. Father, I do pray for our missionaries around the world. Please be with them as they, some stand in pulpits, maybe even at this moment, that we support. Others, Lord, have preached or will preach. We pray, Father, that you will please allow them to be encouraged, allow them to be able to reach people with the gospel. Lord, help them to do what their heart desires, and that is to reach lost people and disciple them and to establish Christ-honoring, God-fearing, Bible-believing local churches. And we thank you for doing that. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
No, don't rush out. You know, when in modern buildings, there's so many different types of things. If the power goes off, you know, we have alarms, we have doors that shut, we have things that happen. But it doesn't mean that it's an emergency, so don't worry about it. If there's a fire alarm, believe me, you will know, okay? And it's so loud that you almost have a heart attack. So it's, and I think that happened, was that during the basketball closing program? I think one of the young kids got on a stool over there by the drinking fountain and was falling off, grabbed the fire alarm and pulled the fire alarm and the whole thing, beep, 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 beep. And so once, most of the time, it's totally safe being at Truth Baptist Church. You know, we have, you know, just to be an encouragement, you know, we have a fire sprinkler system, and the fire marshal in South Windsor told me that there has never been a loss of life in a fully sprinkled building in Connecticut. Okay, that's an amazing thing, isn't it? There's never been a loss of life in a fully sprinkled building in Connecticut. And our building is fully sprinkled, and so there shouldn't be a loss of life. No. Now, past returns is no guarantee of future, but hopefully that's true. So take your Bible and turn with me to Matthew 13. In verse number 1, it says, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. This is Matthew 13, verse 3. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, he gives this parable, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some seed fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. Now here's the explanation of what the parable is. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on the stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. And so this morning we'd like to look at this parable. We've already looked at the first two soils, but I would like to do some review, because it's been a while since we looked at them. And we found in looking at this parable that the most significant part of the parable may be not the parable itself, but the explanation that's in the middle of the giving of the parable and the explanation of the parable. The Lord gives a certain explanation to his disciples when they asked him, why are you speaking to them in parables? Up to this point, he had not spoken in parables, and so now he is beginning to speak in parables, and they say, why are you doing this? And his brief answer is basically to reveal the truth to some but conceal it from others. That's exactly what he says, is it not? In verse number 11, it says, and he answered and said, verse 10, why do you speak to them in parables? Verse 11, he answered and said, because it has been given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. He will have abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And so on the surface, this seems unkind and unchristian. You know, why would God say, I'm not going to allow some people to understand truth, but I'm going to reveal it to others? Why would God want to keep some people from understanding truth that could really help them and yet give it to other people? Well, the answer is given there in verse number 12. It says, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. The truth is that every human being has some, okay? And what we're talking about is an understanding of truth. Every human being has some truth. Matter of fact, in this parable, the person who goes out and sows the seed is not named, but he is named in other parables. Jesus is the sower, but the seed is explained in other places, and that is, the seed is the word of God. And so the seed is that which is thrown out, is scattered. The truth is scattered on the hearts of people. Different people hear the truth. And it's not different truth. The truth is the same in each one of these soils. It makes no difference, because this is the truth of God. It is the truth that is taken from the Bible, and it's thrown out into the hearts of people. But the truth is that all people have some truth. There are some things that we all know to be true. Even unsaved people are born into this world in the image of God, and there is a certain amount of understanding. God has created man with a certain dignity, and it's true that unsaved people are dead in trespasses and sins, but there is a certain amount of, because of the grace of God, that an unsaved person can understand and be convicted about. The Apostle Paul would go out into the streets and reason with people that were not saved, and he said, you judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. And so it is their personal responsibility to act upon the truth that they have heard. Every person has a certain amount of understanding and truth that they need to act upon. And when a person acts upon that truth, then God will give them more truth. A person who doesn't act upon the truth, even the truth that they have will be taken from them. God is no respecter of persons in that sense. You say, it sounds like God is an absolute respecter of person because he gives truth to some and he takes away truth from others. Well, in that sense, it sounds that way, but the real truth is that God is no respecter of persons. Any person that is willing to respond and to obey the truth that God gives, God will give them more truth. I mean, that is no respecter of persons. God is willing to give truth to any person that is willing to simply respond and say, yes, I accept that, I will live that, I believe that, I am going to trust that. God will say, I will give them more. And we see that same thought throughout the scripture, over and over and over again. We see that as people respond to truth, we grow from